Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
All right, good morning, everybody. It is the end of the week. It's Friday, and you know what that means on Political Coffee. It's Freedom Friday. We give you extra special freedom. Yeah, all I do is your benevolent dictator talk show host. Unlike Kate Brown, I actually let you talk about anything. I want to talk about politically today. Doesn't have to be what's on my plate. And you know how easy that is to do on Freedom Friday? You just pick up the phone, and we answer the calls right away, and I get to you more quickly. No more pathetic pontificating on my part. Oh, you got to have a little bit of fun every now and then. It's a serious business, friends, but even though it's serious, you have to have a little bit of sense of humor. I mean, after all, look at all the political jokes that get elected in Oregon and around the country, including our dear governor. I have, by the way, yesterday I was asking you about images, right? We were talking about the Taliban, making Taliban great again, that billboard that's in Pennsylvania, Joe Biden standing there dressed as Taliban with a Soviet Katyusha rocket, or not Katyusha. I can never remember the name of that rocket. I dodged him and, well, never mind. Anyway, this is a great image, Corby's image. And Ryan found it. And apparently it's in somebody's vehicle, because it sure looks like it is. And Cliff's got a great Oregon billboard idea. Anyway, whatever you want to talk about today, folks, it's really easy. 503-589-1220. That is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Or send me an email to jeff@1220.am, jeff@kslm.news. Right now, Fox Business, by the way, is showing that this drone footage of thousands of people under this bridge at the Texas border. Well, guess what? The FAA decided, oh, we can't have that. I wonder who they got a phone call from in the White House. Apparently, the FAA has grounded all the drones that are at the southern border. My, we wouldn't want to have all of these images of people not wearing masks, not being checked for COVID, on the southern border, packed behind a wire fence. And yet you and I have to put up with forced vaccinations. You and I have to put up with wearing a mask. Maybe you want to talk about that. Maybe you want to talk about, Dale, thank you. It's an RPG-7. Yes, yeah. Thanks, Dale. I don't know why I can't remember that. Maybe you want to talk about, apparently, there is a story here about the Border Patrol shutting down all of its sector checkpoints. What? Yeah. Or maybe you want to talk about, there's a story in, and Tim sent me this story, and I appreciate that, Tim. The Biden administration has removed large sections of Trump's new border fence. Guess where it is? Along the heavy drug trafficking section of the Arizona border. Now, I happen to know a little bit about that section, because I flew my airplane down there along with the Minutemen in 2006 over the King Ranch, about 20 miles in from the border. A heavy, heavy drug trafficking sector and illegal immigrant section of the border. Anyway, apparently, and there's pictures of it here, have removed large sections of the new border fence. Now, we'll see if Facebook lets me put that up. You never know. Or maybe you want to talk about this Oregon teacher that removed the U.S. flag, calling it terrifying and violent. This Newberg High School teacher and former Teachers Union president, Gail Groby, has decided that she would remove it. Made national news yesterday. She's protesting her district's decision to restrict schools to only flying the American and Oregon flags as the lead flags because they banned the LGBTQ Pride and Black Lives Matter flags. In a similar news, this is a story by the Taxpayers Association of Oregon. It's on Oregon Catalyst, by the way, and I'll have it on the show plan. What do you think about that teacher banning the flag, saying that it's terrifying and it's violent? Really? Or how about our very own Oregon Senator Kim Thatcher and Dennis Linthicum out of two very strong conservatives, Dennis out of Klamath Falls? This is interesting. Maybe you haven't heard this. Apparently, they have filed for legal action, not a lawsuit, but legal action against the CDC. And they did it down in Medford. And it's a formal petition for a grand jury investigation into the actions of the CDC and the FDA during the COVID-19 pandemic. Specifically, among them, how they changed how death certificates were recorded. There are only one type of death, COVID-19, and how they violated, or actually circumvented, multiple federal laws to do that. Now, this is an interesting approach. This is different. Asking for a grand jury investigation. Anyway, it's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? We're going to get to the phones here in just a second. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. And I'll share with you what Ryan's image was that Corby talked about. But we got to go to the phones. Caller, good morning. Who are you? And it's on your mind on Freedom Friday.
Who are you calling? Is that me?
Yes, good morning. Yeah, that's you. You're on, brother.
Good morning, Jeff. This is Nick.
Hi, Nick.
Hey, I just got off of a sleep study. Unfortunately, I didn't get my minimum 4 hours in, but it was a struggle.
Okay. I'm headed home. Have you had coffee this morning, Nick? Let me ask you that.
But say again, please.
Have you had coffee this morning?
I'm sucking on it right now.
You the man.
Hey, listen, you know, you kick off for today's show, Rich, with topics. And I'm not sure where to start, but I'll start with this thing, because it's why I call primarily. We the public, need on the protest tomorrow around the Capitol, demonstration, whatever you want to call it. I heard the other day on another local show that when we go downtown, we should be in groups a minimum of five, so you're not left to hang. If you, just you and your spouse or you and a buddy are happen to be walking along and want to get jumped by some bunch of morons. So that was a great suggestion, the minimum groups of five. But I don't have all the details. I know I'm obligated, conservative, to show up, but I couldn't tell somebody else in front of me to come along. He asked me a bunch of questions I couldn't answer. So can you help us out?
I can. There is a medical freedom rally tomorrow. It's Freedom from Vaccine Mandates Rally. Okay? It's Oregonians for Medical Freedom. It is Oregonians for Free America. They're coming together.
Okay.
Along with America First. It starts at noon tomorrow at the state capitol, which means it is literally across from the Capitol building because they still have the fence around because they're doing work on it and so forth. So it's going to be in the Fountains area. It's from 12 to 2:30. And they have an event website. And it is on Facebook. It's called Freedom from Vaccines Rally. Freedom from Vaccines Rally.
All right.
So are you going to join us down there tomorrow? Because I'm going to be there.
Yep, I'll be there, but you'll be surrounded by the throngs of fans, I'm sure. So, last time I saw you was up up at the ranch for an event there last Wall's barbecue or something. Yeah. Not a barbecue, but anyway, another topic. You were talking about people that are getting voted into office, and I think to myself, unless we can assure free and fair elections, we can vote till the cows come home, but someone's going to manipulate those numbers. We're always going to lose. But then again, hearing what that teacher did in Denver, it's just another indication of the twisting of the mind of people. So maybe they are voting for the left. The socialist, what was that phrase you used? Three words. A tyrannical socialist. Do you remember that phrase you used?
The regressive totalitarian Marxist.
Yeah. The funny thing I have to ask you to remind me, because I helped you with the regressive. You called it originally.
You're the guy that did that. Okay.
The guy that did that. Yeah. Regressive totalitarian Marxist. Excellent descriptor. We got to keep that up. So. We got to get the voting thing nailed down. And as of yet, I don't hear any move to eliminate computers or I don't know about mail-in voting, but at least the computerization of tallying these numbers or these votes is just not right. So I guess that's it for me. Good to talk with you, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Awesome. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Drink lots of coffee today. Yeah. I appreciate it. Folks, yes, the Freedom from Vaccine Mandates Rally is tomorrow from noon to 2:30 at the state capitol. Come and join us. Bring your umbrella. It'll be probably a little bit cool and rainy. What's your freedom worth? We need to send a powerful message. And Ron, I'm going to ask you to hold on through the break here, but I'm serious, friends. When we come together as patriots, totally off the cuff, not organized by any paid political organization, just us patriots, we do something powerful. We're not just sending a message to Kate Brown and the ruling Democrats and the Marxists. No, we're doing something even more powerful than that. And I'll tell you what I think it is. We'll come back from the break and after we've talked with Ron. I think this is so important. It's also important, friends, that you talk to Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations. If you're looking for contractor that you could literally trust to do you a really good job, not disrupt your life in your home, Righteous Renovations is your company. They live their faith in their business. Go to righteousrenovations.com. Righteousrenovations.com. 620, back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Yeah, I did find that email. Thanks, Ryan, for sending. Corby yesterday suggested Kate Brown, you know, like a billboard. Well, somebody has the image of Kate Brown dressed in the Hitler uniform with the swastika sitting there, you know, the way Adolf Hitler did. And it's framed, and it is apparently is a picture that somebody put up in a frame in the back window of their pickup. Thanks, Ryan. I appreciate that. So question would be this. If you actually did that in a billboard, I mean, everybody would get it and understand what it meant. I mean, picture worth, you wouldn't have to have any, first of all, would they even let you put it up, number one? Number two, would it have any impact? No, I'm just quite serious. Do you think it would? Kate Brown dressed as Adolf Hitler in a Hitler, in a Gestapo uniform. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Let's go to the phones. We'll go to Ron. Ron, thanks for hanging on through the break. Your thoughts?
Oh, I'll just say yes. I think it should be. If I had my dream wish, they should put it in one of those electronic billboards for a week, and right in the heart of Portland, right in the heart of Sodom and Gomorrah. Because maybe we might get an awakening. Right now, I'm on assignment outside the state of Oregon. I'm on a mission for God. And I met a lot of good people. I'm sure you heard of the LOH, my brother.
Yes.
With Ted Kuhneman. Yeah, I'm there.
Awesome.
And I'm going to tell everybody, it's time. It's just like Pastor Mario Morello says, if you walk with the Lord, and you know the founding fathers walked with the Lord, Reverend King, Billy Graham walked with the Lord, so that way the wills can be done for all of us Americans, whether it's writing a document or preserving our liberties through the civil rights and the abolitionist movement, or right now. Well, we're in our so-called darkest days, just like Elijah. 1 Kings 18, and Jezebel thought she had everything. So did Ahab. Aren't we not supposed to put our patriotism and our faith and do the Lord's will in Oregon instead of just me? Because to go along to get along doesn't work. And yet, I don't know what you said Monday, but I said something on one of those pages, and they got all upset because I addressed the 37 million pieces of silver from one person that got and divided the Republican Party. I'm not there to divide the Republican Party. They can go through and say what the heck. Because I don't even know what you said this Monday. But they said, you're taking your points from a talk show host. I wasn't on Lars. I've been grieving. 6 people in 7 days died. 5 of them I know gone to heaven. And it's just insulting that people will go through and take the smallest things, and yet they think they will throw you on the bus because you may have a disagreement. And they just want to write you off pages or whatever the heck else. I really don't care right now. My country's in trouble. As a veteran, watching what's going on, and we're selling ourselves out more and more evidence that China's involved in every part of infrastructure. It's time for Americans to come together. It's time for Oregonians to get a backbone. Yes, we might be like Peter, James, and John. We want to go the same direction, but we may try to go there differently and try to get the Lord's will upon us. But the most important thing, my brother, and everybody in Oregon, and those that may disagree with me or agree with me, is without God, we have nothing. Without the Lord, if we have the Lord with us, who's going to be against us if we use the and stop appealing to the sinner? That's the whole problem. They want silence. They want this. They want that. What has it got in the Republican Party? What has it got in our state? Enslavement, division.
It's time for us to take a stand. Ron, thank you, brother. I'm glad you're on assignment out there. Be safe. I wish you were here to join us tomorrow.
I know.
But keep up the great work, brother. Appreciate it. That's what Ron is thinking. That's what he wants to talk about on Freedom Friday. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Cliff has got a great billboard suggestion, but I got to get to Glenn. Glenn, good morning. It's on your mind on Freedom Friday.
Yeah. Yeah, Jeff, I hope I'm coming through. I'm traveling like several others. And I was talking to Dave in the central part of California. he made a very interesting comment about some of the events of California, and as well some of the doctors that are getting together in California. You know, there are thousands of them are getting together and sharing notes at this point, trying to figure all this out. He said to me that many of the doctors that are now comparing notes about the patients they're working on, that the virus are not being created in the body. And I said, well, I've been saying for over a year, I think I said on your program, Jeff, that the virants are coming from Wahoon. When Batwoman was making the original recipe, she made other recipes. If you have the original, you can change the original and jive it and chuck and jive it to make it do different things. They're actually coming from, I think they're coming from Wahoon. And there's an army of individuals that are going out into the world and targeting certain people in towns and cities with these new variants. Isn't it funny that if things are going good in Florida or Texas or at the White House back under the previous president, that all of a sudden they were going good and then all of a sudden they went bad? The virus showed up all of a sudden. I had an incident where I was in a store, a little store, paying a bill. It was with cell phones. A guy was in there with a black pants, black shoes, black hoodie, a black mask. And I looked at him, and he looked at me, and I watched what he was doing. He was handling everything in the store. I paid my bill. I watched him. He walked out. I went over to leave the store. I grabbed the handle, and it was wet. He was making everything wet. He was intentionally doing it.
You think he was Antifa?
This virus is actually coming. They're called special recipes for special targets, and that's what's happening.
That's interesting. Do you have data on that? If so, send it to me by email. Thanks, Glenn. That's very interesting story. 6:30 in the morning. Back in a moment. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. We are back, friends. Great to have with us. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. It is Freedom Friday. You can call and talk about whatever you want to talk today. Politically. And they get to the phones more quickly. It's really easy. 503-589-1220 again is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Or shoot me an email to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. I will do my best to read it on the air. Come and join us tomorrow at the huge Freedom from Vaccine Mandates rally at the state capitol from noon to 3 p.m. Okay? Bring your kids. This is nonpartisan. It is family friendly. It's a peaceful event. There will be security, I'm sure, because there was last time when we had our event. Bring your signs. Make homemade signs. Leave political signs, meaning signs for candidates. And no candidates, by the way, or politicians are speaking. In fact, in this particular rally, this is people who have been fired from their jobs or are going to be fired from their jobs. This is all about those people telling their stories, not about politicians going on. This is for us. We're going to march around the Capitol after the event. There's going to be music, there's new people, and I'll guarantee you there will be lots, and I mean lots of people show up this thing who have never been in anything like this before. And there's something that happens when we do this.
And I'm going to share with you what that is. I told you I would do this, and I'm going to do it right after I do this. And that is to remind you about this new product from Pfeiffer Roofing. You can only get from Pfeiffer Roofing. It's called Roof Max. It extends the life of your asphalt shingle roof. Gives it new life, makes it last longer. Now, you can watch a video about this product, which is a tiny fraction of the cost of a new roof. No kidding. You can watch it if you go to their website, PfeifferRoofing.com. P-F-E-I-F-E-R. That's PfeifferRoofing.com. They've been in business here since 1978 in the Salem area. Second-generation family-owned business. They'll give you a free estimate about what they can do for your roof with Roof Max. 503-647-4725. That is their phone number for a free estimate. See if Roof Max will work for you. Rejuvenate, extend the life of your asphalt shingle roof. Don't put on a new roof in the incredible expense if you don't have to. 503-647-4725. Cliff wrote this email about the billboard. I envision Kate Brown in hunting boots and a cap, carrying a big scatter gun. Out of one side of her mouth, she would be saying, I know I can kill more businesses and jobs today. Out of the other side of her mouth, she would say, and I can add those new jobs to my unemployment and assisted rent businesses. Yikes. Maybe more prophetically true than we want to say. So here's what happens when we come together. Friends, I am a person of faith, and I believe in the natural world, and I believe in the invisible world. Right out of the Bible, go back to the Tower of Babel story. Where God looked down on them trying to build a tower to heaven, saying that basically nothing is impossible for them if they stay united. I'm paraphrasing. Folks, if something happens in what I call the invisible world, the spirit world, if you will, when people come together, stand united, that's part of the battle here. Yeah, we need to show ourselves strong as Americans, people of faith or not faith, but just coming together for the cause of liberty. But man, when we do, we not just send a powerful message to Kate Brown. That we have rights that she cannot usurp. But we also do something in this spirit invisible world that's just as important. So come and join us tomorrow at noon, the state capitol. Come and join me and thousands of others. This is for us. This is us standing up. Phil, I'm going to take the other caller before I go to Art, because I want to give Art a little bit more time. Caller, good morning. How are you, and what do you have to say on Freedom Friday?
Hello.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. I have a good billboard for you.
Okay, what is it?
It's a Wizard of Oz scheme. Two of the Wicked Witch of the West's monkeys restraining Dorothy. And Kate Brown dresses up as the Wicked Witch to the West with a big syringe in her hand. And the saying would be, I'll get you little dog too.
Oh, that's good.
And a whole bunch of the monkeys flying in the background.
Oh, that's good. That's really, really good. Yeah, you know, if somebody wants to try to put that to an image, send it to me. I mean, I'll put it on the show plan. That's just hilarious. That is so good. Hey, thank you. I appreciate that. That's a great image.
Oh, you're welcome, Jeff, man. This is first-time caller.
Hey, thank you. And your name?
My name is Taggart Rife.
Tag? Can I call you Tag?
Yeah, everybody calls me Tag.
All right, Tag. All right, Phil, you got that. We know who Tag is now when he calls in. Thank you, Tag. That's a great idea. Wouldn't that be fun to see that? Again, a picture says 1,000 words.
Well, boy. Halloween's coming up, too.
Halloween is coming up, as a matter of fact. It sure is. All right.
You
friends,
have a good day.
Freedom Heating and Air. Thanks, Tag. I'm going to let you go because I need to do this. I got to get all my commercials in today. I don't always do that like I should. Freedom Heating and Air is this great Salem-based company. Been here 40 years. They have special veterans and senior citizen discounts. If you got a problem with your central air system or your furnace or whatever, they can fix it for you. In fact, they're so good at their emergency services, they need extra help. You're looking to change your job, your career, work for a great company that respects your freedom? Call them, 503-580-1456. If you need work done on your home, call them, 503-580-1456. Art, good morning to you. What do you have to say on Freedom Friday today, buddy?
I don't feel so free, Jeff, but we had a meeting yesterday, you know, on the bending program and this mandate from Kate, and challenged the commission with several questions. Why can't do other things like the ivermectin and all that stuff, challenging the commission to get some information to us from the Attorney General's office on all this stuff. But we'll see what they come up with, because I'm definitely not going to take the vaccine, put something in my body that might cause stroke, blood clots, or whatever the hell it does. It does a lot of different things. There is no doubt about that. But I did want to say, as far as this thing that somebody was in a store spraying something all around and kind of insinuating.
Well, not spraying, touching everything,
yeah, touching,
with their hands.
Touching. Or whatever, and that they were deliberately there to spread the virus and stuff like that. I mean, if you don't have facts, don't insinuate that, because I think it makes our side sound too conspiracy theorist kind of things. Complain to the management that, hey, this guy's running around touching everything, and the handle was wet. Well, maybe that guy sweats, I don't know. But I just want to say, we got to stick with facts and not spread theory. Maybe they're spreading the virus around by touching things in the store when there's no facts to base it. I just wanted to say that, Jeff, because
okay,
one thing that is going
I appreciate
around
that.
Is that we're nuts, and we aren't nuts. We want...
We're not. I mean, but it's not out of the realm of possibility, though, is it, Art, that someone could do that?
But if you're concerned about it, talk to building management that this person, and all that other stuff.
Oh, yeah. But, I completely agree. I completely agree. That's the thing to do. Thanks, Art. Got to move on. I appreciate it. Linda writes
weekend.
An email. Hey, have a great weekend. Come down to the rally tomorrow at noon at the Capitol if you can, Art. Dress warm and bring an umbrella. Linda writes, what do you think of Nancy Pelosi's statement saying capitalism has not served us well? My opinion, it's people like her and all the well-placed anti-Americans in Congress that have stood in the way of capitalism, especially in the last 2 years of closing down so many of the small businesses. Well, it's nothing like biting the hand that feeds capitalism. Well, it is. Back in a moment with more emails and fix Tim. Hang on, guys.
Thank you.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, friends. Great to have you with us. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Right to the phones. We'll start with Rich. Thanks for hanging on, Rich. What's on your mind on Freedom Friday?
Morning. I have an observation or a question or whatever, but since 94% of Oregon voters don't belong to either party, how does Kate Brown think that she's going to help her party out by being this draconian monster?
I don't think she is. I don't think she thinks she's a monster.
Well, I'm just saying, is, you know, like you said, you got 94% of the people out there are neither Democrat or communist. I mean, the Democrat Communist Party or the Republican Party. So the ones I've run into that have gone away from both parties are just infuriated by her. So how does she think she's gaining anything to help her party out other than for these people to sit back and say, oh, it says Democrat, so I'm not voting for them?
Well, so I think she is aware.
An answer, Jeff. I'm just saying that it seems interesting to me that with as few people that are claim to be on either party, and most of them are saying they're apolitical, don't belong to either party, this is affecting them quite a bit, and they're not happy with it. So I'm not too sure how she thinks she's doing anything other than gaining her agenda and destroying her own party.
So you're thinking maybe that she's a little bit like on a suicide mission here? She knows that she's going
to
hurt her own party, but
trying to help your party out, are you going to, what's the old saying, have your own party land on its own petard for your agenda?
Well, so what's the end result of her agenda? I mean, the result of her agenda, Rich, is that the policy goes into place and it never gets turned back. So in the end, yeah, she may destroy her party for a short time, but people have short memories and they've got the news media on their side and they can brainwash them, and heck, they'll not recall Gavin Newsom. So why would she think there would be any real long-term consequence to the Democrat Party? I don't think she does.
Yeah, you're probably right there. I just look at the idea that if we get some Republicans, or I shouldn't say Republicans, if we get some conservatives in and they have enough fortitude, some of that stuff could be changed. But that's a big if also. But
yeah, you're right. Thanks, Rich. I appreciate your phone call. Have a marvelous weekend. Join us tomorrow down at the huge Medical Freedom Rally.
I have my controversial sign with me, the two words, Open Oregon.
yeah, bring that with you. Folks, CBD works for me. Pro Bioscience has new lower prices. This is the Salem-based company that uses only Oregon-grown CBD, which is the highest quality there is. They've got new lower prices. They got free shipping on orders over $20. So why don't you give them a call? 503-877-9859. I use their products. I sold them my own CBD oil. 503-877-9859. If you order online, use the discount code for the month of September, the word TURN, T-U-R-N. It's the turning of the seasons. We got it today with rain coming. TURN, and you get 15% off. Pro-Bioscience.com. That's the website. Pro-Bioscience.com. Let's go to Tim. Tim, good morning. Your thoughts. Welcome.
Good morning, Jeff. The BLM movement started with Floyd's death. Now the officer, Derek, has been convicted of second-degree murder, third-degree murder, second-degree manslaughter. He's supposed to be sentenced to over 25 years. And at least it proves that the system works. So the BLM movement should kind of go away And can you imagine being a police officer, white, going into prison? What your life expectancy is?
No, I don't think it would be good.
No.
It would be pretty bad.
That should take care of the BLM movement. The system works. He was wrong. He committed second-degree murder. He got sentenced. That's about all you can say. It's all you can ask for.
But that isn't enough for the radical left, Tim. That's the problem. It's not enough. They want more. They want utopian control. They want tyranny, ultimately, because that's the only way that they think they can get it. It'll never be enough. That's the problem. You can convict every white cop in the country that shoots a black guy, put him in jail. It won't be enough. They have to defund the cops. They have to create chaos, because that's the only thing in their radical Marxist mind makes it work. Thanks, Tim. A couple of emails. Julie writes about shaming on the teacher. Perhaps she should move to Afghanistan and teach wearing a burqa. The professional and business-like Taliban member standing in the room holding a whip or a machete. She would so enjoy having their banner hanging in her room. Forget the BLM or gay liberation banners. Two things would be more terrifying than the flag she dishonors. The speed with which I gather parents to protest at the next school board meeting and pull their students out of her classes. No students need to be in that teacher's classroom. Mo has a rendition he sent me of the Kate Brown billboard or field sign. Has that picture of Kate Brown dressed in the Nazi uniform. It says, defy, do not comply. Mass destroy health. Illegal laws destroy freedom. That's from the Yamhill GOP. And then Jeff Kubler said, what about doing robocalls for tomorrow's event? That'd be great. I think it makes perfect sense and it should be done. Folks, tomorrow is going to be a profound day. This is an opportunity for us as Oregonians to just come together on our own, not organized by some big organization. If you do not want to be vaccinated, if your job is being threatened, if you're a government employee, you need to stand up. Come with your families. This is a family-friendly event. There will be security there. I don't think Antifa will show up. I don't think they want to risk what would happen to them. We're Americans, folks. There's something powerful and spiritual that happens in that unseen world when we come together as Americans. The freedom from vaccine mandates rallies tomorrow at noon at the state capitol. No politicians or candidates are speaking. It's just hearing from people who have either lost their jobs or are going to lose their jobs and are standing up. Good for them. Dale sends me a text message. Have you noticed the blackness of Biden's eyes? It's strange. Jeff writes a text message. Anyone know if Communist China is mandating or forcing vaccinations? Good question. Thanks, Freddie, for being here. Friends, make it a great weekend. Keep praying for this country. Keep being determined to stand. Bye. See you tomorrow at the rally at noon.